the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is at the heart of the church. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is his love poured out for his people. The Eucharist both comes from the church and makes the church. It's an amazing mystery. It is what drives us in our lives as Catholic Christians to proclaim Jesus Christ to the nations. It's amazing, it's marvelous. Even though it cannot be totally comprehended, it gives us joy to know that Christ would give himself as heavenly food to us again and again and again. It's kind of funny sometimes then when children, teenagers, say things like, "But the Mass is so boring." Has anyone ever heard that before from one of your kids or grandkids? Why is the Mass so boring? And let's be honest, sometimes even adults, even though they don't say it out loud, think to themselves, I do feel kind of bored right now. I know in 30 seconds some of you will just space out in this homily, and that's okay. Not all of us run out of the doors after every Eucharist screaming, "Alleluia, Jesus is alive, he is Lord." And that's okay. But we do have to ask, if the Eucharist is true, if God is really present here, mysteriously under signs of bread and wine, why sometimes do we feel uninspired? Why sometimes do we kind of drag our feet a little bit to get to Mass when maybe we're coming back from the cabin on Sunday and there's only the evening Mass available and, well, it's been a long weekend. Why do we do that? The gospel today, we see that Jesus has been preaching, he's been healing, he's been doing amazing things. And then when the day is drawing to a close, and all these amazing things are happening around Jesus, the 12 apostles come to Jesus and they say, tell these people to get out of here because it's been a long day. We don't have food for them. And we've got to go take care of ourselves, right? And what does Jesus tell them? Does he tell them, okay, you're right, we should probably pack up and call it a day? What does he say? Feed them yourselves. What? There's 5,000 men here, not counting the women in that section over there. Give them some food yourself. All we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Well, if that's all we have to work with, that's what we'll work with. God can do great things through small offerings. God can do great things through small offerings. For the apostles, they thought, well, what's the point? This is such a tiny little thing to give. And Jesus asks them, bring them here. Bring them here and have faith. Trust me. Be open to what might happen. He didn't ask them to get all emotionally excited and ramped up to hand over these 5 loaves and 2 fish. They didn't need a kind of sentimental disposition. He simply said, choose to bring them to me, as small as they are. Choose it, be open to it, and trust me. Sometimes we live in a culture which tells us that if we aren't emotionally ramped up and all stirred up and ready to jump out of these doors and do something great, then our worship is pointless. When in fact the opposite is often the case. That a soul that wants to serve the Lord maybe isn't emotionally stirred up, but is resolved and convicted to love, to serve, soberly, courageously. And when that rush of zeal does come, glory to God, nothing wrong with that. But it's not always going to be there in a feeling. God invites us to come and be fed by the Lord, by a choice. To hand over our very small offerings of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and to really hunger and really believe that we'll be fed with an abundance of the Lord. The reason why so many Catholics come to Mass and feel a little bored, feel a little uninspired, walk out these doors and just kind of like, well, I'll do it again next week, maybe, even though we're obliged to come faithfully every Sunday, is because sometimes we are afraid even to give that small offering to Jesus. Those 5 loaves and 2 fish represent the stuff of our lives where we are inadequate, where we are weak, where we hurt, where we're overjoyed, where we hope for more. God says, will you bring those things to me at the Mass for me to transform? Not to say, let's just get out of here, let's be scattered, dismiss this crowd, because I don't think there's going to be enough. Jesus says, no, stay with me and give me what you have. Give me the loss of your job. Give me your fear of divorce. Give me your fear about what's going to happen this next year. Give me your burning desire to find someone to love you. It might not seem like much, but bring it here. Bring it to the altar. And really hunger to be fed. We are often afraid that God will disappoint us, and so we don't want to risk anything. We can try and, you know, those 12 apostles probably could have made a little bit of a meal out of 5 loaves and 2 fish. It would have been a very paltry meal, but they might have been thinking, let's just get these baskets and get out of here. Jesus says, bring them to me. He takes it. He blesses it. He breaks it and gives it to them. Does that sound familiar? That's what God does with our lives. He receives our lives. He takes them. He gives thanks for them. He blesses them. Yes, he does break us in a certain way. He reshapes us. And then by feeding us, he gives us to the world to go and be ambassadors of love. But do we even give him the little that we have? Here's a few ways that as we come to celebrate the Eucharist Sunday after Sunday, Saturday after Saturday, we can be prepared to really take that risk of giving Jesus the little that we have. First of all, to be hungry. If you want to enjoy a good meal, sometimes you don't eat a lot for lunch. You wait for dinner for that really good banquet. That's why the church has a Eucharistic fast of 1 hour. Pretty simple. Used to be from midnight on. It's why before Mass, we spend time in silence. We let the worldly chatter fall away. We greet people in a friendly way, but we take time for silence to feel the hunger for God and to begin to hand over to him whatever's in our hearts. That's making the Mass come alive. It means throughout the week, as you experience joys and sorrows, you place them in a special basket. On Sunday, Lord, I'm bringing this to you. Maybe I don't have time to pray about it right now, but on Sunday, I'm going to bring this to you at the altar and ask you to take this and bless this and break this. You're aware of the Eucharist Monday through Saturday, not just one day a week. A third way, some people have a journal for their personal prayer. Some people have a diary for their day. Some people have a Mass journal, a little entry for here's what I'm bringing today. And as you pray the Mass, as you sing the Mass, afterward you write down, what did I experience? What was the Holy Spirit doing? Here's what I felt. Here's what I thought. Here's a new desire I had, an inspiration. That's a simple way to give God our small offering of our loaves and our fish. Another way is to go spend time with the Eucharist in our adoration chapel. Even if you can't do an hour a week, just go and stop over there and begin to spend some quiet time praying with Christ in the amazing gift of the bread and wine transformed into his very self. It's a way we choose to enter into the Mass intentionally. And finally, one of the best ways that you can allow the Mass to come alive for you is to bring someone with you. Bring someone with you to the Eucharist. Bring someone who's curious about the faith. Bring someone who has a hard time getting to Mass because maybe they're elderly, maybe they can't drive anymore. Bring someone with you who's angry at God, who's fallen away from the church. Invite them back. The number one reason a Catholic who has fallen away returns to the faith, returns to the community, is simply someone gently invited them. All these ways are simple ways that we give God our five loaves and our two fish, and we trust that God can do great things with small offerings. In this Eucharist, the King feeds us with nothing less than the very presence of God. Let us give him what we have and truly believe he is here.